This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Monday, August 17th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. A little bit of a late start this morning, but we are on our feet. This morning, we're joined by Sheridan Memorial Hospital Patient Accounts Manager, Regan Palmer. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Now, how long have you been up there?
I've been at the hospital for 6 years. I've been in revenue cycle for a little over two and the manager for a year.
When it comes to patient accounts in general, how long have you been in this line of work?
2 years is all. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. So what? I really understand what patients are going through when they have trouble navigating
now,
bills.
When it comes to getting into this business, you said you've been up to Sheridan Memorial for 6 years.
Yep. I started in the accounting department. I did payroll for a few years and then moved over as an analyst for revenue cycle and then became the billing manager.
How did you get into this line of work to begin with?
Well, I have always loved working with numbers. I was an engineering major in college and then I had a family and decided to take a break from that. And then when my kids were in school, I decided to dip my toe in and started at the hospital, and I've loved it ever since.
So it's all about numbers.
It is. Yep.
Now you got your engineering degree. What were you doing prior?
I was raising a family. I have four kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Now, what exactly is the role of a patient accounts manager?
Well, I am lucky because I'm the patient accounts manager and also the manager of the financial advocate. So we just help our team make sure that A, our insurance is being billed correctly for our patients, and B, that then the patients are receiving the correct bill. So we manage the ins and outs of the insurance companies and their regulations and what we need to do to make sure all of that goes out correctly. And then for the financial advocates, I just help them. They're an excellent team. Both teams are excellent, but the advocates have a special knowledge in insurance and how to help our patients. And so I just oversee that and make sure they have what they need to be excellent. And they are. Yeah.
It's a really complicated system.
It is. Yes.
Do you happen to know why it's so complicated?
I don't know why it's so complicated. I do know that there is a lot of players involved.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different insurance companies. We have a lot of different plans within those insurance companies. And that's what makes it complicated. So from the outside, it kind of seems simple, but it definitely is not.
Oh, I don't know if anyone from the outside would say it looks simple in any way. For me, when it comes to healthcare and the way that things are run, it's just a massive quagmire.
Right.
You almost seem like you'd have to dedicate a career to try and understand everything to get through it.
Yes.
Now, with all the different insurance companies and all mm-hmm. their different plans, how often are you sitting down reading?
A lot of reading, a lot of calling insurance companies. We spend a lot of time on the phone with our insurance companies to learn about what they need and how we can meet those needs when we send out a claim.
Now, because with all these different plans, and they're always changing something, right?
Right.
You got to stay up to date on all of it.
Right. Yep. And thankfully, I have a co-manager that is excellent, that has a lot of years. We have a supervisor on our team as well. Our director, Nicole Trott, and our CFO, Nathan, they are amazing and they help us stay in the loop. We have a great team.
At what point should someone consider reaching out to an advocate?
Well, a person can reach out to an advocate for a lot of different reasons. If they just want to understand their insurance, they can do that. But usually what we see is a patient that maybe doesn't have insurance, that has a catastrophic event happen. Maybe they broke their leg or had some other accident or were unexpectedly sick, and they're worried about how they're going to pay that hospital bill. And that's where our advocates can step in and help them find ways. We offer financial assistance to the community. We have drug programs that we can connect our patients with if they're prescribed a drug that is too expensive, they can't afford. Our advocates can help them sign up for that. If it's during open enrollment for the marketplace for patients that aren't insured and they don't have the option through their employer, we can help them get signed up there. If they're around Medicare age and they want to sign up for Part B or look into a supplement plan, we're there for that. Or even if people have questions during their own open enrollment at their own employer and they just don't understand what choice to make, that's a great time to reach out.
Do people need to be current at Sheridan Memorial, current patients to come?
Absolutely
and talk to?
Not. No. Our financial assistance policy is for patients that have a current bill that they are struggling to pay, but we love to help the community in any way. So if we can help you make a good decision from the start, we're more than happy to talk. Just give us a call.
What does a typical meeting look like?
Usually the advocates will ask a lot of questions, especially if someone calls over the phone. People can stop in also at the main hospital at the front desk, but they just ask the person what their situation is, what kind of insurance options they have, what they're looking for help in, and just figure out what their needs are so that we can plug in all those pieces to help them.
Regan, what information should I have on me when I come to meet with you?
Well, it'd be good if you had your insurance. If you had your insurance card, that'd be great. Maybe knowing what, if you're looking for financial assistance, knowing your gross income, your household size is good. That's a good screener that we use at the very beginning. Knowing when your birthday is and maybe what kind of, if you're looking to sign up for Medicare supplements, knowing kind of what you would like to have. But really, the advocates will ask the right questions to help you just make the right decision. Yeah. They'll get to the bottom of what you need and what you want.
And how do you help those who are uninsured? By finding assistance somewhere?
Right. So we try to help people get on the marketplace. The thing that's hard with that is there's only a small window of open enrollment. It starts November 15th and goes to the end of the calendar year. So unless a person has lost insurance by leaving a job, et cetera, they aren't eligible to sign up for new insurance until open enrollment. So we will help them do that. And then otherwise, we look at ways that we might be able to help them. We have a sliding scale that we're able to help patients that are uninsured and have that kind of catastrophic expense that comes up. And then when open enrollment comes around, we look to help them find insurance.
What is the marketplace?
The marketplace is the Affordable Care Act. So it's the government marketplace where insurers offer plans that you can purchase on your own. You don't have to have it through an employer. And it's income-based, and there's two plans in Wyoming, and we help the patients choose what insurance they want through there, through different deductibles, different out-of-pocket maximums, help you make the right decision.
Now, it's the insurance world has its own lingo.
Right.
It's got its own vibe, and it's just very confusing. It's like a briar patch. What kind of state and federal assistance program can you help people navigate? All of it?
Right. Yep. We have Medicaid. Wyoming Medicaid is a program that we help patients with often. It has different levels of coverage, different types of coverage, so we can help people do that application. And then if a person needs help getting connected with other federal programs such as SNAP or things like that, we can help patients get connected with those resources in our community if that's what's needed.
Like WIC and mm-hmm. things like
yep.
that.
Yep.
Now, can you sit down with me and help me complete the application?
Absolutely. We you like can. To do that. Yep. Yep. Well, oftentimes it's a lot easier when we're sitting with you and walking through those steps so that you don't feel overwhelmed and so that we can help you make sure that you don't have to go back and do it again and everything is just tied up right there with that appointment.
How often do things get kicked back? So from insurance companies, from anybody that I'm applying for, if there's just one wrong thing, are they going to kick that hole?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes people get kind of frustrated because it's on a portal, on a website. And so I think that's the problem that's frustrating, is they can't get it all the way to the end. And that's where the advocates come in, is we can help you do that completely and get you all the way to the finish line and get it submitted.
Does somebody need to make an appointment, or their walk-ins? Do you have walk-ins?
Yep, you can walk in. You can come just right at the main hospital front doors. Tell the people at the front desk that you'd like to meet with an advocate, and we'll come right on up and bring you down and sit with you in our office.
Now, if you got a medical bill that you didn't understand, or you knew, well, I can't afford this.
Right.
What's the first place where's the first place you're going? Are you going to an advocate right away?
If I don't understand my medical bill, I'll probably call the billing office. And then if I had trouble paying my bill, I would call the financial advocates. If you call either or, we will get you into the right place and the right person. But the front desk of our billing office at 672-1010 is a great place to start. They know, they can help you understand why you're being billed, what you're being billed. And then if it's an issue of not knowing how you're going to pay for it, they'll send you over to the advocates, and that's where they jump in and help you figure that out.
Does it cost money to come see you?
Of course not.
No?
No. No? We'd love to do that for our community. We love to help people get the coverage and understand. You know, having a hospital bill is a stressful thing. Being sick and not knowing how you're going to pay for it, that is the last thing we want our patients to worry about. And so we want to be there to help kind of ease those concerns and show them the options, and that there is a way to be helped. They will receive help.
On that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with Sheridan Memorial Hospital in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Riley, collecting donations for nonprofits shouldn't be complicated. Can you help us out there?
Yes, we can. That's why nonprofits love AutoBooks from First Federal Bank and Trust.
How easy is it?
Share a payment link, display a QR code, or create a checkout page. Donors can give in seconds, and the funds go directly into your First Federal account.
Simple for the organization, simple for the donor.
Learn more at efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
When did campaign promises become campaign fiction? This time of year, everybody's a conservative. I'm running for House District 29 to keep Wyoming headed in the right direction. If you're concerned about election integrity, wasteful spending, and government intrusion into every aspect of your life as I am, I'd appreciate your vote on August the 18th. It's my goal to leave Wyoming an even better place than we've enjoyed. I'm James Temple. I paid for this message and I approve of it.
Wrap Plumbing and Heating can handle any job you have, big or small. From new construction to a pesky leaking toilet, the professionals at Wrap Plumbing and Heating are here to assist you. Drippy faucet? Sure. New shower hardware? No problem. Plumbing an entire new house? For sure. Clogs that need snaked? Oh yeah. Wrap Plumbing and Heating has not met a job they can't handle. Too big a crap? Call Dan Wrap at 429-1196.
The media attacks him. The insiders attack him. The political establishment attacks him. Why? Because Chuck Gray gets results. Chuck Gray stood with President Trump and fought to keep President Trump on the ballot. And he defended election integrity, requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Chuck stopped a massive foreign-owned wind project from taking over Wyoming land. And stop China, because Chuck Gray will always take the fight to America's enemies. In Congress, Chuck will protect girls' sports, take on the woke agenda, and stand with President Trump. President Trump noticed Chuck Gray's America First work.
Chuck Gray. Great job, Chuck.
The attacks are fake. Chuck Gray is fighting for Wyoming values, Wyoming families, and Wyoming's future. Wyoming doesn't back down, and neither does Chuck Gray.
I'm Chuck Gray, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Citizens for Chuck Gray.
There's an overwhelming number of opioid products. To fit them all in this ad, we used a robot. It's overwhelmingly fast.
Morphine, codeine, hydrocodone, oxycodone, hydromorphone, oxymorphone, fentanyl, methadone, buprenorphine, tramadol, loperidone, tapentadol, alfentanil, sufentanil, remifentanil, levorphanil, pentazocine, propoxyphene, albuphine, butorphanol, dihydrocodine.
There are over 100 prescription opioid products. Ask if you're being prescribed one and if other options exist. Brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Health.
Duragesic, Actiq, Ventura, Subsys, Ionsys, Sublinase, Roxycodone, Percodan, Dilaudid, Exalgo.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Sheridan Memorial Hospital Patient Accounts Manager, Regan Palmer. Now, we've gone over some financial advocacy. Folks, if you get a bill that you don't understand, or if you're having trouble understanding your insurance, Regan wants to help. You can head on down to the hospital. I know it's a quagmire. I know it's a briar patch. It's tough to understand. She'll help you get through it. Once again, Regan, before I move on to the next part, would you inform people how to come and see you?
Yes. You can come visit the billing office. We are located across Fifth Street on Burton, 1435, and you can just come in there and our front desk will help you. Or you can go to the main doors of the hospital. And just at that front patient desk, just ask for an advocate and they can, will come up and bring you back to our office.
Get those bills, folks. You get those insurance packets. You don't have to wait through that alone. I know a lot of us want to sit in frustration at the kitchen table and be independent about this, but there are people out there who want to help you. And this is a free service.
Right. Yep. And Floyd, I will also add that on your statement, we have a third party call center and they are very kind and helpful too. There's a phone number on there. It's a 307 number that you can call and ask about your bill as well if you don't want to come in person.
Okay.
And they're great too.
And yep. People, not robots, right?
They are people.
Fantastic.
Yes. They're not located in Sheridan, which I think sometimes is hard, but they are people that understand very well and can answer any question you have.
Okay. Okay, now let's dive into a in my opinion, an even bigger tar pit. Why can Medicare become so confusing for someone who is approaching eligibility? I'm getting a little gray. I know I'm on my way up there, right? So I'm seeing this. I don't know if my father is part of it or not. I mean, is everybody kind of officially on the roster? Is this something you got to sign up for?
Right. So there's the ABCs of Medicare. There's a lot of different letters. So Medicare Part A is something that someone signs up for when they turn 65. And the way I remember A is for acute. That's kind of a hospital lingo, but basically what Medicare A covers is when you are sick and in an inpatient bed in the hospital. When you have been admitted to the hospital and are receiving care in our med-surg unit or in our ICU, when you are admitted, that's where Medicare Part A will kick in. And then Medicare Part B, people can don't sign up for that if they're still working at 65, but when they're finished working, they would sign up for Part B. And Part B is everything else except for your prescriptions. So Part B is your doctor's visits. Part B is your emergency room. Part B is any, if you're maybe in a bed in the hospital but not admitted yet, they're just observing to see if they need to admit or you can go home. That is all under Part B. That's why it's very confusing. Then we have a Part D, which I remember as drug. So that's your prescription drug coverage that you will also sign up for. You do pay a premium for that. And it's important that you sign up for that when you go on Medicare because you can pay a penalty if you don't sign up for that right away. And then there's E, G, F, H, C.
What's C? We skipped
okay.
C.
So C is people have the option of purchasing what we call an Advantage plan. But it can be confusing, hence the letter C, because it replaces Medicare. So they can go purchase a plan through a broker that will basically replace Medicare. It might be a United Healthcare coverage plan or a Blue Cross plan. And those, we call them Advantage plans. And they have different sort of networks and different kinds of deductibles and coverage, but it replaces Medicare. And so, that's why it's Part C. It's confusing because there are a lot of plans out there. We can help you navigate that, but that's where there's a lot of plans. And then all the other letters represent what we call supplement plans or Medigap plans. And what those plans do is help people that are on regular Medicare A and B cover their deductibles and their coinsurance. That's why it's so confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy cow. Yep. Right. Now, for those individuals who are approaching that age, mm-hmm. or maybe something's happened and they're like, I need to do this.
Right. Right.
How often do you have people come into your office and say, I have no idea what the heck I'm doing? I need some help here.
Right. Fairly often. I think we're trying to get that message out to the community more, that we are a good resource for them to come to. I don't know that people usually think that the hospital is going to help me figure out my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are seeing that more and more as people are understanding that Medicare is very complicated and they might need some unbiased help on how to move forward with what they need.
And so even if I'm, let's say I'm just a past patient,
mm-hmm.
and I've had pretty good health yep. for the past 10 years,
yep.
but I'm approaching 65. I'm like, I need to sign up for this. I can still come see you for free. Is there a
absolutely
fee?
Nope. There's no fee. It's important to note that we don't sell those Advantage plans. We don't sell the Medigap insurance plans, but we do partner with multiple local agents that do. And so a lot of times we can hop on the phone right there in our meeting with one of those agents and help you sign up for those plans with our help, or guide you to their office or with their phone number to help you get signed up for those. But the time we spend with you is absolutely free. There is no cost for that.
My goodness. There's so much to it. How long do you spend trying to?
I have to give my advocate team the credit. They are the experts. I learn from them every day. They have spent years. A couple of them have spent years. We have one newer advocate that's learned really quickly. And that's just the world they live in. And they just understand that Medicare alphabet one way, up one way and down the other.
You know, that seems like a very amazing self-sacrifice, right. If you want my opinion.
Yeah,
you're going to decide to make that your world.
Right.
First off, bravo. You are loved and wanted in this world, but what a self-sacrifice to try and pay attention to all this Medicare. Like, what's Medigap? What is a Medigap
policy? So Medigap is those supplement plans. It's those letters like G. We have Medigap G. A lot of people sign up for that. That is like the gold standard. So it's kind of the best Medigap policy that you can purchase. You purchase them from other commercial insurances. So you can purchase it from Blue Cross. Maybe you want to purchase it from Aetna. There's all the different insurance plans that you can make your choice. But the great thing about that is, regardless of what insurance company you choose to buy that plan from, they have to offer you the same coverage. And so that's where the advocates are great, is they're looking at the reputation of these insurance companies. Have they raised their prices in the last so long? Have they, do they have good customer service? So if a patient needs to call them to see why something isn't covered, are they responsive to their customers and their patients? And that's the inside knowledge that the advocates can help, because they will charge different premiums.
Yeah.
And so that's how they can help someone that's trying to decide what Medigap policy to purchase.
So even before I make my purchase, I can go and sit down with my advocate.
Yep.
Free of charge.
Yep.
And say, you know what? What's my best option?
Absolutely.
Which company has the most integrity and isn't just looking for my dollar?
Right. Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
Yep.
And you're saying a lot of people don't know about this.
I don't think they do. And we're hoping we'll be doing monthly community outreach to reach our patients that are adjusting to that age of 65. I know when my parents were approaching that age, the amount of mail that they got about Medicare was crazy. And sorting through all of that was overwhelming. How do you even know where to start?
Yeah.
And so we're an unbiased group that wants our patients to have what they need. And so bring it all in.
Yeah.
If you want to save your flyers, bring them in. We have great contacts and they know every in and out of what you're looking for.
You know, I would expect that your office would just be inundated.
They're very busy. Yeah, they're very busy and they love it. They love the busyness and they're not a group that likes to sit around and wait.
Yeah.
So they want people, they want that interaction with people to help them. Yeah.
They didn't spend years of their life studying this stuff to keep that knowledge.
That's right. Yep.
They want to share this with you folks. And I know how it is. I'm approaching a critical 50 age. And as I do that, I'm getting mail and all kinds of stuff on websites. And they're sending me this crazy stuff. And I'm thinking, man.
Right.
Once I hit 65, I could only imagine.
Right. And patients that, you know, I've had patients mention to me that they're maybe 60, but they're planning for their retirement. And so they want to maybe explore what some of the options will be, what the cost of the Medigap might be as they're looking towards that time when they do retire. And that's great, too. We can answer those questions as well.
Now, what should people look for when they're looking at their Medigap policies? Right.
Well, I have a little slogan that I like to encourage patients. Buy the insurance, the plan. Choose the plan that you would want when you are sick, not the one you think you need when you're healthy. And a lot of us are healthy when we're 65. And those decisions you're making when you sign up for Medicare will last you through the rest of your life. And so we want to help patients make decisions on coverage that they would want when they were sick.
Yeah. It's plan. What do they say? Plan for the worst and you hope for the best.
right. Yep. Yep.
So you kind of keep that in your head when you're sitting down with your insurance policies, looking at, well, what's the worst that can happen? And how do I get that paid for?
Yep.
D.
Okay.
This is the big one, right? This is one that I'm not one of those guys that really pays a whole lot of attention to insurance and Medicare. That some people have thrown some news stories at me about that stuff over the years, and I'm like, look, you're barking up the wrong tree on this one. But D is a big one that even sticks out in my head.
Right.
What is D? It's medications.
Right. Yep. It's your basic, like your pharmacy plan. So if you're familiar with commercial insurance, maybe you have through your employer or for the marketplace, a lot of them come with a pharmacy plan. They have separate deductibles. They have separate coverage levels based on the formulary of the drugs, all very complicated. But that is what your Medicare D is your prescription drug coverage.
Now, when it comes to D, is it like one solid plan, this is D as it is, or is there a bunch of subcategories within D?
There's categories that our patients can choose from, and so that's where an advocate would really come in helpful.
To basically look at you and say, okay, so you need this drug every day, so let's figure out a plan to make sure that that gets paid for.
Yep.
Or maybe I don't need a drug like that every day.
Right, but will you?
But
someday.
I need to plan for the worst, right?
Yep.
Okay. What have you, and I know you've seen it. I imagine there's probably been a lot of different scenarios that you've seen over the years. But what can happen if someone waits until later to purchase this Medigap?
Right. So the Medigap, they can purchase, Wyoming has a thing called the birthday rule. So within 53 days of your birthday, you can purchase Medigap if you did not purchase it before. So if you're 67 and you want to add that Medigap insurance, you can purchase that. If you, maybe when you're 65, you choose the top tier Medigap insurance and you decide later that you don't need the creme de la creme, you can always purchase a lower Medigap insurance, a lower coverage level. The thing to remember is you can't go up. You can go down, but if you buy the low when you're 65, you can't buy the creme de la creme at 66.
Wow, really?
Yep. And then with Medicare Part D, you can face penalties if you don't sign up for Medicare Part D when you first become eligible.
That's incredible.
So that's important to remember as well. Yep.
I'm sure you probably have no idea why they do that.
Right.
That makes no sense.
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why we've got people like you, so I can complain about these things.
Right.
Okay, on that, I do have to take another quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan Memorial Hospital when we return. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching a community commitment match to support our local fire districts by donating $35,000.
Plus, a Wyoming Community Foundation donor advised fund is matching that amount, and now we're asking the community to help us match an additional $35,000. Sheridan County, let's help fund our local fire districts who protect us every day.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Joe Biden and the radical Democrats spent recklessly, raised your taxes, and tried to shut down American energy. Their EPA went after Wyoming ranches and farms. The result? Record prices and inflation. Conservative Steve Freese has a plan to make life affordable again.
People ask me, why does everything cost so much? It's simple. Politicians tax too much and spend too much. As a businessman, I know the value of a dollar and how to balance a budget. Take it from me, we can cut spending. Politicians just have to try. In Congress, I'll tighten government's belt. We'll cut outright fraud and keep taxes low. And more energy production means everything costs less.
Steve's plan? Lower taxes, less regulation, stop the fraud, end the reckless spending, produce more Wyoming energy.
I'm Steve Freese, and I prove this message because I want to keep your money in your pocket.
Paid for by Freeze for Wyoming.
The county coroner's office is not a full-time job, and the office shouldn't require a large budget for unjustified equipment just to have it. That's simply a waste of taxpayer dollars. It's time to elect Kevin Sessions as county coroner. With over 20 years' experience as a deputy coroner, he was responsible for creating budgets and truly understands what the office takes to operate. On August 18th, vote Kevin Sessions, Sheridan County Coroner.
Paid for by Kevin Sessions.
In Sheridan County, we take care of our neighbors. Today, one in four Sheridan County residents is 65 years or older. More seniors, rising costs, less funding. On August 18th, vote yes to establish a countywide senior citizen service district. It will protect essential transportation, meals, and wellness programs, including outreach services offered through the Hub on Smith that help Sheridan County seniors continue living independently. The district could levy up to 2 mills on taxable property to support these programs, with no levy taking effect before July 2027. The amount would be set each year by a voter-elected board of trustees, and every 4 years, voters would decide whether to renew the district. A single levy would generate $623,000 for programs serving Sheridan County seniors. Lives supported, independence preserved. Learn more at SheridanCountySeniorDistrict.org. Paid for by Sheridan County for Seniors 2026 PAC.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning we're sitting with Sheridan Memorial Hospital Patients Accounts Manager, Regan Palmer. Her and her team are there to help you understand the quagmires of insurance, Medicare, and try to get you the best program possible. If you're like me, and you're looking at these things and your head is spinning, Regan and her team are there to stop the Ferris wheel and help you understand. Regan, what are some of the most common Medicare mistakes that you see people make?
Right. Well, unfortunately, sometimes people can choose that Part C. We talked about a Medicare Advantage plan. Sometimes they don't understand that that is replaces regular Medicare. So we'll have patients think they have with an Advantage plan, thinking of it more as a supplement plan, that they can use that Advantage plan and use the regular Medicare. And that is unfortunately not the way it goes. There are good Advantage plans out there, but there also are some that aren't as good. And I think that's a mistake that patients can make sometimes, is choosing the wrong Advantage plan. A patient can go back onto what we call regular Medicare, that Part A and Part B and Part D, from an Advantage plan during open enrollment. But sometimes it's hard to get on a supplement plan after that. It just depends on the different companies and different loopholes there. Sometimes patients, if they want to change their coverage, will have to go through what we call underwriting. So they may have to submit to that insurance company a health questionnaire about where they are with their health, and that determines sometimes what their premiums are.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like it would be a long process.
It is a long process. That's why we want to help people before they turn 65, to help them have all the knowledge they need to make the right decision.
And we're standing on the cusp,
right,
of one of the greatest influxes of seniors, mm-hmm, quote unquote, 65 and above,
right,
in this country.
Yep.
And I can only imagine how many of those individuals are going to be applying, have applied, or looking to apply,
right,
to Medicare.
Right. Yep. We are, we'll be actively reaching out to current patients of the hospital. If you've been seen anywhere in our hospital in the last 12 months, you'll be receiving a mailer from us that explains all the things we've talked about today, with our number that you can call and ask. And we're trying to catch patients before they turn 65 so that we're available there to help them with, yeah, that. It's another mailer, but watch for the one from the hospital, because, yeah, we can definitely help answer some of those questions you may have.
This will be one that you want to keep, folks.
Yep, this is the one. Don't put it in the recycling.
Yep, this will be one that you want to keep. And you want to contact Regan and her team. You want to, and I would suggest, I mean, I know you can do it over the phone, but I would suggest going down there, get your information, head down, sit with either Regan or her team down there, her team of advocates, and get this figured out for yourself. Now, you and I talked about some of the things that I might want to bring information wise. When it comes to health questions, I think every insurance company asks these probably personal health issues, questions that they want to know about. Medicare, I imagine, is very much the same, is it not?
Well, right. If you come meet with one of the advocates, we're not going to delve deep into your medical history. We will ask only the questions that would help us determine if you're looking for a supplement, maybe one that we would suggest, or a certain prescription plan, one that we would suggest. We're not going to dig deep in the depths of all your personal medical history. We just want to help have enough understanding so that we know what direction that we might point you towards. But no one should ever feel like they're coming into bear their entire medical history to
healthcare interrogation.
Yes, right. No, that will not be happening there. It would be very general, surface level, if you will, questions, so that we can help you know what your options are.
Okay. Now, you touched on open enrollment, and I am running out of time with you, but I do want folks to understand this, because it sounds like the window is not very large. Tell me about open enrollment.
It is
For those individuals out there who are approaching this age and they're like, boy, I'm glad we talked about this today. I need to get down there and see Regan.
Right.
When do I do that?
So open enrollment for Medicare, the annual enrollment, is October 15th through December 7th. So that's coming up shortly. And people can
December 7th.
Yep. So. And people can call and even make an appointment if they're worried that maybe they wouldn't be able to meet with someone if they just came through the front door, and call and make for that. And then for the marketplace, for those that aren't that are listening that aren't at Medicare age, but they need insurance through the marketplace, that open enrollment starts on November 15th.
How often should somebody sit down with their health insurance plan and look through it, get to know it, make sure it's all up to date?
Right. I think open enrollment is a great time to do that, once a year, as you're looking at, do you need to make any changes? Do you need to make any tweaks to this? And if that is an option for you during open enrollment, okay, I think that's a great time to do it.
And it's the same time every year, October, yep, 15th to December 7th.
Yep.
I mean, that's a pretty wide window, but there's still.
Yeah, it goes by fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're trying to figure out. Yep.
A bunch of text messages sent to my phone about that time telling me, oh, open enrollment. Everyone needs to pay attention to what's going on. And for a lot of individuals out there, we really should sit down with your plan so that you understand and know your plan. And if you're looking at all this paperwork and you still can't figure it out, that would be, I'd be in that category. Regan, one more time. How does somebody find you?
Come to the hospital, come in the front door and ask for us. You can call 675-4620 and be connected with us. We're right there. If you don't come in the front door and you end up in another spot, just tell someone you need an advocate and they'll get you to the right spot.
Now, I can't tell you how long I looked at things this morning, trying to come up with some good questions for you. Because this is like you said, this is wading into territory that I don't know very well. Is there anything that you would like folks to know about anything that we've talked about today that I didn't cover?
I just would like to say it's not as scary as it seems. I know it seems like there's a lot of options and not time to make the decision and that you're locking yourself into something maybe you don't know if it's right or wrong. And that's not really the truth. We're here to help you see that it is not as scary or complicated as it sounds.
As soon as we just break it all down to the brass tacks, right?
Yep.
And then we just realize, oh, it's a tack, not a knife.
All right.
I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come and see me. I greatly appreciate what you do, and I appreciate what your team does.
Great. Thank you very much.
You guys are needed and appreciated.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Riley, do people still write checks?
They do, Bob, but most customers would rather pay online with a card or even a QR code.
Is that expensive for a smaller business?
Not with AutoBooks from First Federal Bank and Trust. You can send payment links, create checkout pages, or use QR codes, and payments go directly into your First Federal account.
So no extra apps?
Nope. Everything happens securely inside your First Federal account, backed by our local cash management team. Learn more at eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
To whom much is given, much is expected. But multimillionaire Steve Freeze hasn't given much of anything. Silver-spooned Steve Freeze stiffed Trump at every turn, refusing to give a cent to his campaigns. Not in 2016 against crooked Hillary, not in 2020 against sleepy Joe, not in 2024 against crazy Kamala. Instead of helping Trump, Freeze blew the family fortune bankrolling Democrats and funding never-Trumpers like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney. Freeze's main job? At his family foundation, Freeze just sits around handing out grants. Now he's trying to buy a congressional seat. But Wyoming is not for sale. And Steve Freeze is all hat, no cattle. A silver-spooned never-Trumper who's wrong for Wyoming. Paid for by Hometown Freedom Action Network and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. HometownFreedom.org. Hometown Freedom Action Network is responsible for the content of this advertising.
For Dr. Robert Byrd, service has been a lifelong commitment. As a retired colonel, combat veteran, and longtime death investigator, he's spent decades serving his country and his community. And he knows the coroner's office requires more than expertise. It requires compassion, integrity, and respect for every family it serves. Keep proven caring leadership in the Sheridan County Coroner's Office. On August 18th, vote Dr. Robert Byrd for Coroner. Paid for by Byrd for Coroner.
VacuTech in Sheridan is now hiring for a wide variety of production positions, including welders and powder coater technicians, and opportunities are available from entry level to highly skilled positions. Whether you're looking to build a new career or to take the next step in your current one, VacuTech offers competitive pay, corporate benefits, and opportunities for advancement. Apply today through the National Car Wash Solutions career page.